A new book focused on the people who live and work in Yellowstone is out, called People of Yellowstone. It features wonderful photography by Steve Horan with prose by Ruth Crocker. Horan says the idea was pitched to him.
So it wasn't hard to locate them and pinpoint who I was going to photograph, but it was hard to convince them to get into front of the camera and expose their lives to something that will put a spotlight on their lives.
I find it interesting that there were so many different people involved in Yellowstone. Boy, you have a reverend in there. You've got people that have all kinds of different jobs. How did you find them all?
Through the internet or through conversations, people that met me. I would, in the next 2 minutes, I would be talking about the people of Yellowstone to see if I could get somebody in front, a friend of theirs. But the main recruiting for the project was through the people that I photographed. And then I asked them, after the session, they felt comfortable with that, recommending somebody to me.
Now, Ruth, my understanding is you came along a little bit after Steve started this project. How did you get involved in this?
Well, my brother is a ranger in Yellowstone, and he was being photographed by Steve. And at the time, I think Steve is about 4 years into the project, and he had a writer, but she had quit, and so he was complaining to my brother, and my brother said, well, my sister's a writer. Why don't you call her up?
And then you came out, and I guess you had to go back and interview all the people he took pictures of?
You know, eventually. It took about 3 years to track everyone down, get their interview, write the interview, and then send it to them so they could take a look at it and fact check things.
Steve, what did this take, about 5-6 years to get this thing done?
I was so naive in the beginning when I came out here in 2010 that I thought people would want to be in the project, but that was not the case. I had convinced the people to be there, so it was 5 years. I thought it was going to be a year and a half, but 5 years of commuting from Florida, 2,400 miles, to get here and then stay here for 5 or 6 months to track people down, have meetings, talk what we wanted to do, collaborate with them, then scout the location, and then have the shoot, and then edit. And it was a huge amount of work, but it was something I'm passionate about. Every time I talked to somebody, I learned something new. And that was what inspired me. And people told me how they changed their lives to be here. And that was amazing. And my brother is certainly a template for that. He came after college and he saw the wilds of the West. And he says, he's got to come out here. And he did.
He
changed his life for this place.
Well, and I think that's a very interesting point. I wanted to ask both of you about that, but I'll start with you, Steve. You know, that seems to be the, and I saw a pre-interview comment about this, but it seems to be the one thing that everybody had in common. The outdoors, were they different than people maybe you've run into before?
It's nice to be connected to nature and understand it. And I think that's the common denominator throughout this book and through the people in Wyoming, people in Montana, out west, because they see what can happen. They're connected. They're right there. They have moose coming out by their house.
In fact, I've felt that myself. I've been staying in West Yellowstone and driving to Old Faithful, where we've had a book signing for a week. And, you know, this landscape and this place is so powerful. And the other part of it is that it's a very special community of people who become connected together. You think, you know, these are all, you know, people who want to be away from people, but that's not true.
Well, it's a fabulous book. It's photos of the People of Yellowstone, some narrative written by Ruth Crocker. Steve Horan did the photography, and it is available right now. I want to thank both of you for joining us on the program, and good luck with this. Steve and Ruth, a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You take care.
Horan will post a presentation at the Draper Museum in Cody on June 23rd, and you can get the book at peopleofyellowstone.com.